outside of the studio again and will be until March, just to give you a heads up. And happy alt season to everyone who has invested in altcoins. And for those of you who have been sharing the crypto gospel, everyone you told to buy Bitcoin is either thanking you or wishing they listened to you. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Last Week Crypto. Every Sunday, we review the performance of the largest cryptocurrencies, top gainers, as well as the latest global news stories affecting the crypto markets this past week. This week, we will discuss how the crypto markets are going insane, how high-profile celebrities are FOMOing into crypto and sharing it with their followers, bullish news for crypto adoption, and finally, my attempt to turn a $10,000 investment into a Tesla Roadster over the course of 30 days or less, which would turn out to be $200,000 to $250,000. To check out the links to all the articles we discussed, go to cryptokc.com/lastweekcrypto. This week's episode is brought to you by Crypto.com, an exchange with over 55 different cryptocurrencies. On Crypto.com's mobile app, you can buy crypto with bank transfers, credit, debit cards, or crypto at true cost with no markups. Crypto.com also has a desktop exchange that is solely for crypto-to-crypto trading, which isn't available in the US quite yet. If you use the link below to sign up for Crypto.com, you will receive $25 worth of cryptocurrency for free when you use the referral code CryptoCasey, all while supporting the channel. Also, every Wednesday, I conduct a weekly AMA or Ask Me Anything at Instagram.com/CryptoCasey. So use the link to my one and only official Instagram account listed in the description area to follow me and ask me anything you want every Wednesday. Awesome. Let's hit Last Week Crypto. Looking at the top cryptocurrencies by market cap, Bitcoin up 18.3%, ETH up an amazing 23% so far, XRP up 56.6%, and DOT up 21.1%. Looking at the top gainers this week, UMA up 180.6%, 0x up 140.9%, PancakeSwap up 113.6%, and Terra up 84%. Sweet. Altcoins are rocking and rolling as Bitcoin and Ether prepare to lift off. I don't know, Casey, are you sure? Are we in a bubble? Will alt season end way sooner than we think? No, I disagree, and so do others. Bitcoin is not a bubble anymore. Amber Group CEO says, Bitcoin will still have notable value fluctuations, but it's out of bubble territory, according to Michael Wu. In the early stage, that kind of understanding, that kind of skepticism, always comes with a lot of price volatility. However, I don't think you can call Bitcoin a bubble anymore. Because, like I mentioned earlier, you have all these institutions, all these billionaires, multi-billion dollar listed companies, and all these, you know, all these newcomers into crypto. They're buying Bitcoin, they're buying crypto, and there are only 21 million Bitcoin out there. And Bitcoin Batman's Robin, Ethereum, is about to make some moves too, as Ethereum futures trading begins in February, Monday the 8th to be exact. Explosive move on the horizon? Explosive? A little too dramatic of a word? Well, ETH price surge could gamma squeeze as bull market heats up, Delta Exchange executive. Delta Exchange, a crypto derivatives platform, says many options traders didn't expect Ether's price to rise so quickly. Now they're sitting on huge unrealized losses. Sounds familiar? Yes, this is similar to the GameStop short squeeze fiasco, except one step further. As price surges, short call options positions are resulting in heavy unrealized losses, forcing option writers to buy more ETH in order to cover all their short gamma exposure. Without getting into the technical aspects of a gamma squeeze, all you really need to understand right now is this is an extremely bullish scenario for the price of ETH. And here's another reason. Record 6.5 billion futures open interest signals traders are bullish on Ethereum. The open interest on Ethereum futures hit a record 6.5 billion as ETH rallied to 17,500 and traders increased their leverage. And Ethereum isn't the only crypto getting more and more attention. Many high-profile celebrities are FOMOing into the crypto space as the bull cycle charges forward. Our main man Elon Musk continues to drop crypto tweets like this to make waves. The future currency of Earth, Dogecoin to the moon, or all other cryptos combined. And as you can see, his Twitter community is bullish on everyone's favorite meme coin, Doge. You know who else is bullish on Doge? Another celebrity following Musk's lead, frontman of the band Kiss, Gene Simmons, tweeting, "To the moon, at Elon Musk, at Dogecoin." And that's not all. Another familiar face, Mark Cuban, is selling personalized message requests on Rarible.com. While so many seasoned entrepreneurs are laughing at NFT tech, this man is aggressively experimenting. That's why he's a billionaire. $13,000 is the highest bid. And he's not the only high-profile person bullish on the implications of NFTs. Popular YouTuber Logan Paul is also getting in on the action with a project called Bondly and exposing his large following to cryptocurrency. He tweets, "This is wild. Bondly Finance and I haven't even done our NFT sale yet." And if you aren't familiar with NFTs and their implications for the future of the crypto space and world at large, check out my video guide for beginners about NFTs by clicking on the link above. Nice. From popular entrepreneurs, rock stars, and YouTube personalities, the celebrities from a wide range of industries are showing interest in crypto. Soldier Boy Draco tweets, "What's the highest you think Bitcoin will reach?" Well, so long as we can hold strong above 40K, Bitcoin will likely pop off rather quickly towards $60,000, which isn't that much of a stretch considering some bullish news stories affecting the markets this week. PayPal to offer crypto payments for merchants, limited trading on Venmo. After their limited crypto trading service exceeded expectations, the company will double down on crypto, blockchain, and digital currencies in 2021. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? OCC grants conditional bank charter to another US digital asset-focused company. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, granted another crypto-focused firm conditional approval to operate as a national bank. Protego will join Anchorage as a banking editor with approval from the federal government, according to a new announcement from the US banking regulator. PayPal doubling down on crypto, more digital asset-focused banks getting charters, all of this coming to fruition right as hundreds of millions of previously bankless people will gain access to high-speed internet and therefore access to DeFi at large. If you've been tuning in, you'll know from previous episodes what I'm getting at. SpaceX plans Starlink phone service, emergency backup, and low-income access. SpaceX's latest petition to the FCC details some of its Starlink plans. Awesome. Speaking of SpaceX and Elon Musk, let's talk about my personal $10,000 to Tesla Roadster challenge. All right, so alt season is officially here and I will be elsewhere, outside of my normal studio, for the month on two missions. One, to become more proficient at both skiing and snowboarding. And two, to turn a $10,000 investment in cryptocurrency into a Tesla Roadster. And depending on how proficiently, or degenerately rather, I invest the funds, it should either come out to the amount of a base model Roadster at $200,000, or if I'm lucky, a Founder Series model at $250,000. I'm going to attempt to flip the 10K to these levels in a little less than 30 days, and in this current market, viability, I think I stand a pretty good chance at getting there. Call me crazy, but throughout life, people have told me they envy my optimism. But I don't think it's optimism in this case. It's something closer to a delusion of grandeur. Either way, based on previous data, I have to say, I'm bullish. There's a little killjoy to this though. Tesla Roadster production has been delayed to 2022. Production was originally due 2020. Jeez, Casey, so you're saying you have over a year to turn 10K into 200K? Why do it in less than 30 days? Well, first of all, alt season is pretty much officially here. And I think one way to properly illustrate the potential gains that could be made during an alt season when played right was to do some kind of publicity stunt like turning 10K into 200 or 250K in less than 30 days. I mean, come on, this will be way more fun than me making some professional green screen didactic presentation, dissecting previous alt seasons and making predictions about the current one. So let's just ride this wave, see what we can do. But I will say as a disclaimer, none of what I'm going to do by any stretch of the imagination is investment advice. Do as I say, not as I do. Trying to turn 10K into 200K in less than 30 days will require a lot of extremely risky trading activity, like lose your entire 10K and start over risky. I do not recommend trying to turn 10K into 200K in less than a month. I'm going to do it for your own viewing pleasure, and then maybe, I don't know, I make the 200, 250K and parlay it into an interest-bearing account with BlockFi until the Roadsters hit the market. Or maybe even take out a loan with BlockFi to purchase the car so I don't even have to spend my crypto. It will depend on how things are looking once the car is in production and ready for market. So if you haven't heard of BlockFi, you should check them out. I'm a huge fan of their financial services they are currently providing and looking to provide in the future for cryptocurrency investors. With BlockFi, you can earn more from your crypto. With a BlockFi interest account, your cryptocurrency can earn up to 8.6% APY. Interest accrues daily and is paid monthly. There are no hidden fees, no minimum balances, and no reason to wait. With a trading account, you can make instant trades and start accruing interest immediately, all at low cost. With a loan account, you can also borrow money at rates as low as 4.5% APR. Coming soon will be the world's first Bitcoin rewards credit card, earning you 1.5% back in Bitcoin on every purchase. So if you're interested in learning more about BlockFi and their services, scroll down to the description area below to access the correct and official site, all while supporting the channel. And if your crypto is not with BlockFi, it sure as heck better not be on an exchange right now. Once you have Bitcoin and other cryptos, make sure you're transferring it off the exchange to hold long-term on a cold storage hardware wallet ASAP. The best time to get a cold storage hardware wallet was yesterday. The next best time is today. So scroll down to the description area below to access the correct and official sites of my recommended hardware wallets. BC Vault is my personal favorite. Another option is the Ledger Nano Backup Pack. So scroll down and check them out. And once your crypto is secure and protected, you also need to protect your ability to generate income. There are a ton of opportunities currently available in the cryptocurrency and blockchain tech space, and the opportunities will continue to exponentially increase. So if you're interested in learning how to become a developer in the industry or learn more about the advanced technical concepts of blockchain technology, check out Ivan on Tech's Academy. Using the link in the description area, you can access the Academy at a discounted price. So scroll down, check it out. Cool. Well, at any rate, I've received a lot of requests to create some content about altcoins and trading. So what a more appropriate time to start than when I'm largely trapped in a cabin trying to cultivate my skiing and snowboarding skills, right? So I have a loose strategy right now and look to refine it as the month goes on. And news and events like the GameStop fiasco will continue to rock everyone's world. That was a largely unpredictable black swan-esque event, and it's absolutely compounding the value proposition of this altcoin season. So I'm going to lay out my basic strategy to start out thus far. I did front run some by trying to get whitelisted for IDOs or initial DEX offerings on PolkaStarter to no avail at this point, but we shall see. A DEX is a decentralized exchange as opposed to a centralized exchange. And typically, if you look at previous projects that conducted an IDO on PolkaStarter, what happens is the price at least doubles for a bit. So if I'm able to secure some coins from an IDO, I will be looking to 2x, 3x, or whatever plays out gains-wise before pulling out. Like I said before, a lot of my strategies involved with this business of converting 10K to 200K in less than 30 days are extremely risky and degenerate at best. I otherwise would not really mess with IDOs for the purpose of turning a quick profit once it hits the public market. But for this venture, I have to hit it if the opportunity arises. My next tactic involves hitting the like, subscribe, and bell button on other big crypto YouTube channels that cover new altcoins. Channels like Ivan on Tech and Elio Trades, after they mention a new project, there's an inevitable 15 to 30% pump over the next 24 hours. So I plan on capitalizing on that while I can. Provided I'm not on the slopes tearing it up or being torn up, the jury is still out on that. Next, strategy-wise, I will mostly be targeting small cap altcoins, so anything less than 100 million in market cap with a low price per coin. For example, a project with a price per coin of less than $1 has more potential for more gains than something where the coin price is higher, like $100 or more. Why? Because we would be missing out on a potential multiplier effect on the gains. In a very new, innovative, and less sophisticated market like crypto, most investors who are newer to the space are drawn to projects where the price per coin or token is a few cents and under a dollar. So once I identify some small cap, low price per coin projects that have the potential to pump substantially, I'll create a portfolio in CoinGecko with price alerts to track them. As they dump substantially, I'll buy. As they pump substantially, I'll sell. Basically, I'll be parlaying the pumps into dumps and vice versa. As projects I invest in get closer to a pump or dump, I'll use Ivan on Tech's BSI Crypto Trading Indicator, which is basically a trading tool that combines technical analysis and on-chain analysis to anticipate short-term and long-term market movements. If you're interested in learning more about it, you can scroll down to the description area below to access the correct and official link. Following that, another thing I will keep in mind is typically the crypto markets experience the most volatility around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time due to an increase in trading activity from investors waking up in Asian countries. So I will be paying attention to my positions more keenly during that time because more volatility creates opportunities for higher gains. And when we are trying to do something ridiculous like turn 10K into 200K in a month or less, we need to capitalize on all of the opportunities afforded to us. Another potential opportunity that arises every week is when Ivan releases his altcoin secret report, which I'm subscribed to, and on Fridays at noon Eastern Standard Time, the projects featured in the weekly report typically see a 10 to 30% increase. And lastly, I will likely make just a few trades per day until the investment grows. To initially double or triple the investment, I will need to invest in only a few projects because being too diversified wouldn't lend itself to what I'm trying to do in this time frame. Cool, so that's my overall strategy I'm going to start with initially and see how it goes. If you'd like to follow my trading activity, you can go to etherscan.io and paste the public wallet address listed in the description area into the search field on the homepage. As the challenge progresses, I'll provide more details and updates throughout the month. And here's some parting words to live by throughout this crazy alt season. Remember, there's always a coin somewhere that's pumping harder than the one you own. There's always someone who bought earlier or made more. Don't get greedy. Stay focused, stay disciplined, play the long game. Be happy. If you're here, you've already won. Awesome. Well, that was Last Week Crypto with me, Crypto Casey. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like this video and subscribe to my channel for more crypto content. To check out the links to all the articles we discussed, go to cryptocasey.com/lastweekcrypto. So are you glad alt season is here? Or are you finding it a little nerve-wracking? Do you think I can turn 10K into 200K over the next month or so? Let me know in the comments below. Be safe out there.